man! What the fuck? You know, there's a microphone approaching me and I'm busy slapping my hoe, bitch! Bitch! Ah! 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 You owe me money, bitch! I said $50, you motherfucking bitch! You... Ah! 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 Yo, man, if this offends you or you're too young to see this shit, man, get the fuck out of BDO Radio! You know what I'm saying? Let's get on with the motherfucking show!
Hello, hello, welcome to BDO Radio. This is show number 25. The first time doing a podcast live, people. We got a chat room full of people. And officially, we're doing this on a Sunday classic. And quickly, little note about the difference between a podcast done live and a podcast not done live. Well, usually these segments, right now, they're recorded. But this one, I'm performing live. And part of the show, also the news will be performed live, and the last talk segment, and the rest obviously is pre-produced, but will be playing as part of a live show to our listeners, and all this will be recorded and just bundled up into show number 25. So basically the first time I perform these with the playlist and everything live with the pre-produced material and everything. And also using the chat room. So I'm actually going to talk to the people in the chat room every now and then tonight, especially in the last segment of the show, where I'm going to have a whole bunch of shit to talk about. So you people are listening right now, stick around for the fourth segment. You know, people are catching this show live on February 8, 2009, Sunday night. Do you know what I'm saying? BDO's not, you know. Well, stick around, because, you know, people are used to, like, loose structure live shows. Shows that absolutely have no structure whatsoever when we go on live. You know, we just go on live, we talk. When we get tired of talking, we play a song, and then we come back, and guess what? We talk some more. But this basically is, at one time, a whole new way for me to prepare a podcast. And at the second time, a whole new way for me to do a live show, because I got structure here. I'm going to try to make this very talk segment last around 10 to 15 minutes and then move on to the news, which I'm going to try to make last around 8 minutes total maximum. 6 minutes minimum, I'd tell myself. But I don't really have a minimum for the news. I just run through them, you know, I got a few notes, and then the skits got to play in between in the right order with the station IDs and the inter-skits and everything, so it's a little tricky thing I've never tried before, and I figured that tonight, that would make one heck of a different Sunday classic, and I do have to mention that all the skits that we'll play, all the pre-produced material, is brand new. Everything. The skits are brand new. The third segment of this show, which is a brand new episode of Judge Bob, episode number 3, brand new. And also the inter-skits and everything is just brand new. And Botrax just sent me pictures of his Afterfest of Hackfest in Quebec. And that looks like such a trashed out hotel room you guys are in. Just like everybody's trashed. The room itself is trashed. Everybody's overly drunk and out of room to move in. That looks totally fucked up, man. Like Fear and Loathing in drunk Vegas style. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's shit. You know, you wanted to build one for your own show. You mean what? A skit? You wanted to build a brand new... You need a bong hit. What? You need to build a bong for your next show. You want to have bong hits on your podcast. On your show. That's very interesting. that would be really, really, really cool. Actually, you know, I encourage any radio hosts who want to start smoking bong hits on the air. It actually works, you know? So you tell yourself stuff. You have skits or schizophrenia? Well, actually, there's a committee in my head that contains 91 people. And sometimes there's a few arguments, but we most often agree in the committee. Yeah, no. I just speak out loud to myself like an insane prophet sometimes to remind myself of stuff. Like, Budweiser, don't forget to take out your keys before you lock the car. No, neither. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Don't make me come back on what I said and sound like a dumbass. Bastard. Yeah, Botrax is being a bastard. Label this. This is being recorded on a podcast for the ever of for all days, you know? Shit, don't fuck that talk. You know what I'm saying, motherfucking bitch. What the hell did I just... Anyways, okay, let's... Shall we move on? This is what the chat room's gonna do to my podcast now. Yeah? I'm gonna get inter-fucking upted by stuff that Botrax says. Yeah, that's funny. Anyways, I wanted to quickly talk during this podcast about the 10th anniversary of BDO. I got possible dates in mind. I just want to make a quick note about them for the people who are listening to this show live. Friday, February 20th, I was thinking of doing it that night, but I don't have enough headspace to hit Friday, February 20th. I do not have enough time. It may even have to be pushed until March, but 27 right now looks a little better. Friday, February 27, 2009 looks like a possibility. I'd say 75% chances. If it gets concrete, I will confirm it next week. And if not, I may confirm the other date this week. So yeah, it's a little weird, but bear with me, okay? I'm going to be able to confirm everything by next weekend when the BDO Radio's 10th anniversary show happens, you know? Because it's going to be a big fucking night, and I got to announce it in advance, not just for the crew, but for the listeners as well. Anyways. And inter-fucking-upted. No, it's not inter-fucking, it's inter-fucking-upted. Interrupted, you know what I'm saying, you know, or I could say inter-fucking-rupted. That just sounds much better. But I actually decided to put both R's before fucking. Okay, yeah, the 20th is good for you. Yeah, it's bad for me, bro. Yeah, probably ain't gonna happen on the 20th, 27th, or the first week of March. Yeah, I guess they're all good for you, Botrax. I kind of get the drift right there. Oh, you might actually have to leave town. Anyways, whichever way, that was just a quick note. Nothing official now for the 10th. So I'm just gonna drop that topic right now, not even do a segue. Like I like to do. Not too long ago, I introduced something on BDORadio.com. It's finally become official. There's a link to it on BDORadio.com on the top menu. I believe I named the link Space at BDO. And if you click that link, it's going to open the miniature website for the Space Observatory at BDO. So it's on the top menu at BDOradio.com. You click Space at BDO. And this opens the BDO Radio Space Observatory miniature website. And if on the top menu of the Space Observatory page, you click Photography, this is where you can see the interesting stuff we're doing, which I only got to start last October and November, which is to take basically pictures of space and deep space objects and shit. And it is a really cool thing to carry out. And if you want to go check out some samples that I've gotten so far, you can go check that out. And that's only a start. Now, why hasn't there been anything during the winter? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's really goddamn cold. And the little LCD screen on the handheld controller of the telescope freezes up after like 15 minutes of operation and becomes unreadable. So, yeah, we're kind of screwed for winter. I don't have an LCD screen warmer. I've already bought a small laptop to control the telescope, an Aspire 1. I've bought an Aspire 1. I've actually already tested this setup to control the telescope when we go away. So now we're going to be able to do much more, but I believe that for now, because I've spent so much money on the laptop and other shit I bought for that telescope, I'm going to hold back now on spending, so I will not get an LCD warmer. There will not be any photography done this winter. I'm probably going to port that over to, well, as soon as it's warm enough and clear outside, me and Nick can get in a car and go in the middle of nowhere and basically do this now that we have a little laptop, we have a battery. We should really have everything we need to carry this out anywhere we want. So be on the lookout for that in late spring where it starts getting warm enough and there's enough clear nights to actually catch one and go out there and take some nice pictures. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Or something? Anyways, so that's the shit, yeah, for the BDO Space Observatory, which right now is in winter mode, obviously, but will be returning. It hasn't gone anywhere for the people who wonder why there isn't any activity on that mini website. Well, that's the shit, you know? And if you ever want to visit the BDO Space Center website real quick, you type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/space. Man, it's as easy as that. Anyways, so, all right, on today's show, gotta mention this, all the skits are brand new. No estimations, no, this is live. I already have the skits in my hands. They're ready to be played on the show tonight. So I know what I'm talking about here. They're brand new. I'm not recording this segment before making the skits. Anyways, no, I'm not even recording this segment. Actually, I am, but it's also live. But, confusion. Anyways, okay. And, oh yeah, the variety segment is a brand new episode of Judge Bob. Episode number 3 of Judge Bob, to be precise. It's a troubling episode. This was recorded last Saturday. And not this last Saturday, the one last week, the one before. And Nick Monte had come over here, and I had broken out the vodka, basically, to drink with Nick. For once, and it had been really, really long that we hadn't gotten drunk and watched TV and done some recordings. So we got drunk, but we played a card game that basically every time you lose, you have to drink. And we both basically kept beating each other until we were both fucking drunk. And obviously we had the brilliant idea of performing some Judge Bob, of course recordings, nothing live, performing Judge Bob piss fucking drunk. And I mean, it took us 45 minutes to get that drunk. That's what was scary. We got smashed in no time. And it was on vodka, so we were really smashed. And we recorded some Judge Bob, and about half an hour after that, we passed out, believe it or not. I passed out on my bed, Nick passed out on the couch. We were unable to remain awake. We were just way too drunk. So yeah, gives you a good idea of how fucked up that must have been. So that's really worth staying tuned to hear. That's actually after the news. And also, the BDO Coast Guard is what comprises all three skits today. You may have already heard a small, very tiny, 30-second skit of the BDO Coast Guard in show number 15. I'm not mistaken. Yes, that's where I actually got the original one from. That was something that I maybe one day intended to turn into a skit, a larger skit, you know, because the original is like 30 seconds long. But I never quite remembered to carry it out. And well, now turns out that not long ago I reheard the thing and had forgotten about it, long forgotten about it. And when I reheard it, I went like, holy shit, that's my idea for the skit. So there's three skits in the show, and all three are the BDO Coast Guard. Actually, it's The Adventures of the BDO Coast Guard. Yeah. So basically, it's a very incompetent version of the Coast Guard. So that's it, and vodka's good, says Botrax. I drank vodka and fruit juice with a Czech guy while winter ice fishing. Fucking good times. Well, it keeps you warm, right? If you're outside and you're drinking vodka, it keeps you warm. It's really neat. Well, it doesn't really keep you warm. It makes, actually, it lowers your body temperature, but it makes you feel warmer, you know, which is a good thing if you're not totally getting absolutely plastered out there during the winter fishing, especially at night. You're probably very comfortable out there with the vodka, you know what I'm saying? But vodka is also treacherous, because when you're very smashed, you don't quite realize it until you pass out. That's the fucking... And even when you pass out, you probably don't remember passing out when you wake up the next day. Now, when we did that Judge Bob performance, we were not drunk to the point where we would not remember the night. But we were drunk to the point where we'd pass out. And how does that happen? That happens when you just drink too fast. And it's not the quantity in our case that got us so smashed, so weirdly smashed. It was really a strange way of being drunk. It's more the fact that we drank way too fast. We drank the 3/4 of a 26-ounce in about half an hour to 45 minutes max. And then we recorded Judge Bob shortly after, about half an hour after finishing the drinking session, we started recording Judge Bob, and that's where we were basically at the peak of our enjoyable drunk. When we stopped recording Judge Bob, we were basically worn out. We started watching TV. I got up to go pee, and from what I remember, I just walked back to bed and fell asleep. Then Nick woke me up because the pizza delivery guy got there, and I had my credit card. I paid the pizza delivery guy, got the pizza, ate some pizza, went back to bed. Because we were like, that was just nuts, you know what I mean? It fucking plastered us. And I think it's also the fact that we'd smoked a lot of weed before getting started to drink. The vodka can really whack you completely dead if you do that. Anyways, so yeah, fun to have this little word about vodka, which is, it's a wonderful way to get drunk, but make sure you know it thoroughly. All right, people, let's move on with show number 25. So you're going to get the first skit and then the news. I'll be back in the fourth segment of this show. See you, people.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, ways to hit a friend with a frying pan. Method number one, frankly smack your friend in the face with a frying pan.
Ow! Mom! Ow! Fuck!
The Adventures of the BDO Coast Guard.
Help! Help! I'm over here!
Wave your arms so we can see you well.
Here! Here, help! I've been in the water for 3 hours!
Okay, now do the twist!
What?
The twist! Do the twist!
But you can see me, can't you?
Yeah, and we want to see you dance the... you know what? You just broke the fun out of that idea.
Are you going to help me?
Pilot, throw him the rescue package.
Sure thing, boss.
We're throwing you the BDO rescue package.
What's in that?
A bong, an ounce of kind butt, and a few lighters.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Smoke up some good weed, man.
You idiots, the package is sinking.
Oh, damn.
We just wasted an ounce.
Shit, man, that's bad.
I know, pilot.
Look, are you coming down to help me?
No, actually we can't do that.
You can't do your job?
Well, we forgot to pack our bathing suits. Look, I'm wearing jeans and a clean shirt.
You guys are morons, you know that? Why did you even fly over here in the first place?
Well, me and my pilot thought here it would be a cool idea to fly around in a copter finding people that need rescue in the middle of the sea.
And?
And that's it.
You didn't suppose for a second you would actually carry out the rescuing?
Did you think of that, pilot?
No, I didn't.
Me neither.
Hey, good catch with the rescuing thing. We totally overlooked that part.
You morons, now rescue me.
Right. You have a nice day now, sir.
What? You're just going to leave me? Hey, help! Come back! No, don't fly away! No, please!
And now, the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
Yo, I think there was a little technical difficulty right there. Some fucking dead air on the fucking radio station. Because the fucking knob wasn't turned. You see, this is a fucking thing that the sound engineers that run this fucking shit are gonna have to get across their heads. You know, we're on fucking live. This isn't a fucking recorded podcast. And now, you know, there they go and get fucking 3 minutes of fucking dead air broadcasted on the fucking live show, a live show. You know, this is like, you know, you're on television, on you're on air or shit like, no. You know, this is not fucking recorded. We're not in a fucking little stupid little shit, the crap recorder. You know, this is fucking live shit. You know, it's because, you know, I'm sorry to the listeners, but the people, you know, behind the glass there that operate the sound, they can fucking hear me right now. And yeah, that's right. You better fucking cry and get the fucking asshole, you know? Fucking guys forget to turn the fucking knob on the show, so I'm fucking talking to nobody here for like 2 fucking minutes, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, first time I'm on live here. I'm your news host, Bong Lit Up, for BDO Radio. You know what I'm saying? What's up? And now everything seems to be fucking resolved after all this fucking time. I can get to my fucking news. You know, you think I'm pissed off? Budweiser's gonna be fucking pissed off, you know? You don't fuck up a fucking live show like this, you know? This is show number 25, a fucking important one for me because it's the first time I'm doing these fucking news live. The first time I'm on a fucking live show at BDO Radio, you know? And there's some people in the chat room talking to me. There's some people listening, a whole bunch of people fucking listening. And they're waiting for me to do my performance, you know? So let me get to the fucking news. I'm sorry, everybody, for this little technical difficulty, you know what I'm saying? This is pretty much as fucking bad for the first airing ever, you know? Now, I got to get to some really important, what this piece of paper says. I got some business news, you know? The BDO budget, that's right, man, you know? The BDO budget has been released, you know, for the new year, and there's a severe increase. And it happens that there's a fucking good part of that increase that goes into my salary and Alexander Hash's salary. And the reason would be that it appears that we are in good part, you know, responsible for the increase in revenue that has caused this budget increase, you know? So it looks like we're getting rewarded, and it looks like I also got a little bonus, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna play a little something to show you what that bonus is, you know? Yo, check this out. Holy shit, you know? That also fucking relieves the stress of having a screw-up like that, you know, on the air with the shit, you know, the big dead air moment, you know? By our engineers are really sorry about that, you know? So that's the business news, you know, budget increase, and I'm real fucking happy about that, you know, it means I get a raise of salary, and it means that Alexander also gets a raise, and everybody works at BDO gets a raise of fucking good shit, you know, local crew's happy about this, you know, and it's also a little bit in part due to the 10th anniversary that's coming up and everything. They, for the entire 10th year of the existence of BDO, the budget would be increased, you know, to bring people higher quality stuff for like 1 year's time, you know, to celebrate for the entire year, you know? Cannabis news, you know? Because, now this basically comes from the business news, because there was an increase in budget. Bong Lit Up, me, I have started growing weed in the trunk of my fucking car. That's the best fucking place to do it. Man, police will never fucking catch me. Police will never think of looking in the fucking trunk of my car for a grow room, you know? Might want to look in there for something else, but not a grow room, you know? So I'll never get fucking caught, you know? So I'm going to celebrate to that with the first harvest I've done, you know? I went on a really fucking long drive, and I grew my bud in like really short period of time, you know. I went on this drive, came back, there was some weed in my trunk, you know. So I want to smoke some of this weed, you know, and fucking celebrate that shit. Oh, shit, man. Oh, that quickly grown weed was, it comes up pretty good, you know? In the trunk of my car. Okay, that's enough for the fucking news, you know? Coming up next, it's the weather with Alexander Hash. I'm your news host, Bong Lit Up, and I'll see you next time, you know?
And now, the weather with Alexander Hash.
Yeah, yeah, this is crazy, man. It's Bong Lit Up's first time, and now it's mine, you know? The first time doing this shit on live. And, this is show number 25, you know? And we are, oh shit, I ripped the paper. We are February 3, oh shit, that's the ripped paper. Look, the computer says it's February 8th. It's a Sunday, right, but was just telling me it's a Sunday classic, you know? Wow! So, like, wow! There's, like, people listening to me, like, right now, you know? It's, like, crazy. Because, it like, Budweiser calls me. I'm at my place, you know, smoking weed and recovering from, like, a really long acid trip. I think I'm still getting a few little blasts here and there, you know, in my brain, you know? Because it's really, like, crazy shit, you know? So he calls me at my place, and he's like, yeah, we need you to come do show and shit, you know? I'm like, where, live? And he's like, live, I'm live, where? It's crazy, it's like, I don't know if I don't know about the nervousness, you know? I don't think I can be nervous, because I'm like recovering from too much drugs already, you know? Not that much conscious. But still, you know, it's like everybody can hear everything I say at the moment, you know, there's no editing like sometimes they do with me because I tend to get a little fucked up, you know? But where? Say, so, like, you know, it's people can talk to me and shit, where? Okay, so I think, you know, to stabilize myself here, I'm actually going to get a little tested. Wow, okay, so this, like, reminds me that, you know, there's clouds around my head, so I'm thinking clouds, sky, rain, snow, whoa, weather! That's right, because this is supposed to be the weather for February 8th, yeah, 2009. Right. I want to write this article, but instead I figured I'd just speak about it here. Yeah. Global warming. The global warming effect is, like, really simple to compare to the chamber in a bong, eh? But the problem with the Earth right now is that, you know, if you think of the Earth as, like, the chamber of a bong, and there's all this shit being smoked inside, but there's no exit. Why? Because there's no one really talking. There's smoke coming in, but it's not going out. So I've devised this theory where we could be saved. Would giant aliens come to Earth and sort of use the Earth? No, not really light anything, but just take a turk out of what's in the Earth right now, hoping that they really like carbon monoxide and shit and radiocarbon, you know? They could just take one big hit of the Earth and basically reduce the levels of CO2 and shit and get that shit out and get all the heat out, you know? And then we return to normal. So I'm praying for them giant aliens to come one day soon to Earth. You know, it's gonna happen, you know, for sure. And they're gonna smoke an Earth bowl. That's what I think they do, you know? I've been given something here. What is this? Smith this on your show. It's hard to read when you're recovering from acid. There's some weed here in a little envelope sent to me by Bong Lidup, who says he grew this in the trunk of his car really fast. And it's pretty good. See, I want to smoke some of this shit. And then I think I was going to be well over for the weather. Wah. Wah. Yeah. Bong, that's some fucking good shit.
Yeah, I told you, man. It's like it's fucking rapidly growing in the trunk of my car, man. Some fucking good shit, man.
Yeah. Okay, man. Okay, Bong's like on my list of growers. Let me list that somewhere. Note that. There we go. Alright, so that's it with the weather. Well, it's gonna be cloudy, because that's what I'm seeing right now. I forgot to tell you that. Okay, so, right, moving on. I believe, Judge Bob is, next. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for listening.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Message to hit a friend with a frying pan. Message number 2, blindside assault.
Ah, oh, shit! Ah, oh, man!
The adventures of the BDO Coast Guard.
Captain, the aircraft on radar.
Damn it, Esteban, we're hours away from making it to shore with all this weed. Don't get us strapped by the Coast Guard now, yo.
Captain, I sure it see us already.
Shit, man. This is not good, you know this?
Or should we dump the cargo?
No. You know, I'll try to shake us out of this one, man.
Unidentified ship. Please step out and respond.
Oh, shit, they want to talk.
Ah, man, I'll go. Yo, we have radio. Why don't you talk to us on radio frequency?
We don't have radio.
You don't have radio.
We do not have radio.
You're Coast Guard, no?
We're the BDO Coast Guard.
What's BDO?
Burn.dhs.org. Look, we know you're carrying a boat full of cannabis.
Ah, man, are you busting us?
What, do you have a spare spliff?
A what?
A spare spliff. We're out of weed. We could use one more joint.
A joint?
A joint.
One joint.
One joint.
You want us to dismantle a 5-ton cargo crate grid to fetch one tiny joint?
Please?
Look, man, that's crazy. We can't do that. Getting your joint will take twice the time the ship will take to get to shore.
So, what? All this weed and you get cheap on us?
Look, no, but we can't.
Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
So what, you're just leaving?
Yes, we're just leaving. But before we go, we just contacted the real U.S. Coast Guard and gave them your coordinates. Bye, assholes!
What? Hey, come back, Mom! I'm calling the fucking Coast Guard! Come back!
Case number, your mother over-medicated me for the last 5 years. The plaintiff, 33-year-old songwriter Brown Gaylord, is suing early retired 36-year-old car mechanic Half Graham Bailey for stealing $75 worth of cocaine. Mr. Gaylord says he was particularly irritated because it was the last of his stash. All get your asses up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care. You are about to enter Judge Bobby Dylan Rockerson's courtroom. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final.
Yo, what the fuck, man?
Come on, people. Calm down. The judge's Bob is here.
Yo, man.
Yo, Judge, why'd you open a bottle of vodka in the back room with all the litigants that we're gonna feature today? Everybody's gonna be drunk now, you know?
Because... What do you mean, gonna be drunk?
They are drunk. Litigants, you, me, we're all drunk now. Because before the show, you know, we decided to open a bottle of vodka and play some card games. And the fuck, the litigants are drunk because they lost the game. I'm drunk.
Bailiff, shut up.
The fuck, bitch?
Don't shut up, bitch, me. Litigants, who they are.
Don't laugh his name, okay?
Go ahead.
Because we're drunk here, you know, might have... Brown Gaylord is the plaintiff here.
Mr. Gaylord Brown, where's you?
No. My name is Brown Gaylord.
Objection to the name stinks courts.
The name what?
This... Hey, you don't
what?
Talk... No?
I didn't say anything yet.
Well, no, you're saying nothing. By you say, I'm not saying nothing. That's you saying
hey,
something.
You were much cooler during our card game.
Objection, Your Honor. I abstain to the objection. Mr. Gaylord Brown... Or Brown Gaylord, or whatever you want to call yourself.
What?
What are you suing who for?
I'm suing Avgran Bailey for stealing 2 grams of cocaine from my desk. He's full of shit. He walked into the night and what now? What are you bailing your gavel for?
Your Honor.
No, I'd like to defend myself. What?
Recess drinkage time in.
Recess drinkage.
Hey! No talkie while
yo,
the judge
man.
Is...
Yo, me and Judge are gonna have a little drink. You people shut up or I'm gonna fucking beat you up, motherfuckers!
Bailiff, cheers.
Cheers, man, shit, yo!
Alright.
That's the shit, motherfucker. So, okay, now you people may...
Drinking recess broken. Continuance.
Okay, am I supposed to speak here?
Whoever wants to now.
Okay, Your Honor, this case is bullshit.
Strangulation of the suspect. It's imperative for the suspect to tapenti because I do not understand what the fuck is happening.
I don't understand what the fuck you're saying now.
You explain it, the facts, and I's thinking that you're not telling all everything.
What?
So what I'm gonna do... Bailiff, shut him up.
Yo, man, you're gonna shut the fuck up, or I'm gonna throw some alcohol in your eyes.
That's right.
Okay.
Mr. Bailey, half gram.
Well, yeah, that's that half gram.
Mr. Half gram.
Yeah.
What are you here for?
Well, because he's suing me for stealing his cocaine, which I did not do.
Masterminding the judge.
What?
It is imperative.
Masterminding the judge? That's not even
imperative not to mastermind the judge. Because
can I tell the story?
Mr. Boeing? No, that's the other case. Mr. Bailey? Yeah, that's you.
What exactly did you do?
Do you have anything left of what you stole from Mr. Brown?
Man, are you talking to me or are you talking to the plaintiff here?
I'm talking to the one who stole the cocaine.
Okay, I did not steal the cocaine, but he's accusing me of it.
Do you have any left?
I don't have any left. I did not steal the cocaine.
Okay, well, I award Bailiff $5,000 for him to run to the store and get me some cocaine.
Yo, man, thanks, man.
Court
hey, man, turn. That's bullshit. What the fuck is this case ruling?
Judge Bob is talkative.
Yeah, that's right.
You are watching Judge Bob. And now a word from the plaintiff.
This is bullshit. Their bailiff gets all the money? I mean, I don't get a single dollar from this. What do you want, fake judge?
No.
They told me you're fake now.
This is my courthouse. I judge and I award bailiff for me. No. It cannot be bullshit because...
What?
Wait.
Fuck you. No, you
drink recess. Drink recess.
And now a word from the defendant.
Look, the accusation...
No,
the accusations
I don't
want to
hear it. You're out of here.
What?
No, out. Bailiff, I'm out.
I'm on your side.
I don't care. Out.
What?
I drink.
Yo, man, get the fuck out of here. He told you to get the fuck out of here. What? But I just wanted to... No, get the fuck out of here.
I'm drunken. That's right. Bitch!
People, let's get ready for another case. Let's check out this one. In the case of the matter of Max E-Pad versus Jack and Knopf, will the litigants come forward, please?
Case number 5 to the power of 6. The plaintiff, 35-year-old hockey player Max E. Pad, is suing a referee, 42-year-old Jack N. Knopf, for a bad call.
All get your asses up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care.
You are about to enter Judge Bob's courtroom. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final.
I, Bob Peeps, have been sworn in, and you may proceed.
All right, so who's jacking off?
Nobody's jacking off, Your Honor.
Yo, I don't see anyone jacking off.
Wait, no, I mean Mr. Jack N. Knopf?
I'm Jack N. Knopf.
Those are pretty thick glasses you're wearing there, sir. Damn.
Holy fuck. Your problems.
Those are huge.
Well,
those
are thick. You see, Your Honor, you see? That's why he does bad calls.
No,
that's
see,
why
I'm
it's bullshit.
Bullshit.
Your Honor,
that's enough. Drop and give me 50.
What?
Give me 50.
You want me to drop and give you 50?
Give me 50.
This is a courtroom.
I don't care. I'm the
judge. Not dropping and giving you 50. That's bullshit.
Objection. Get out of here.
What?
Get out of here.
What? This is bullshit. This is complete.
Okay, well, since he's gone now, maybe I could win his case for me.
Your Honor, what are you... What?
Your Honor, Judge Bob, your beautifulness and your grateful intelligence, judge in my favor for $5,000.
But, Your Honor...
You know what?
You can't...
I judge in your favor for $5,000.
No, you can't do that.
We're dismissed.
That's bullshit.
Judge Bob have talked.
You are watching Judge Bob. And now, a word from the plaintiff.
Yeah, I think it went pretty well, considering, I mean, the judge was... I didn't think he would rule for me at first, but then things swished around, and he ended up on my side and awarded me $5,000. I think he's a great judge. Great judge.
And now, a word from the defendant.
I have no idea what just happened here. The judge switched places with the plaintiff and awarded himself $5,000, and now I learned that he's fake, and then I'm gonna have to pay the $5,000 anyway, so this show is complete crap. I mean, I can't believe this.
That case was awfully short, so we're gonna go for another one, yeah? In the case of the matter of Pennywise versus Dixon Hand, will the litigants come forward, please?
Case number Uranus 64. The plaintiff, 3-year-old ventriloquist puppet Pennywise, is suing 34-year-old ventriloquist Dixon Hand for $65,000 in punitive damages for sexual molestation.
All get your asses up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care.
You are about to enter Judge Bobadilla Rockerson's courtroom. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final.
Yo, what the fuck is this noise?
Come on, people. Every time I have to go through this, no
this
funny.
Is bullshit.
No, thank
Me
you.
Me and Judge have been drinking some Southern Comfort before this episode, so
vodka,
you better.
Southern.
Yo, man, a whole bunch of shit, man.
I don't even know.
Some shit, yo.
Some shit from fucking the Amazon comes in through a fucking shrinking head. But it's an alcohol inside.
Yo.
Shrunken head alcohol, I call it.
You think you can go on with the case, though?
Chucking fucking.
Okay, people, shut the fuck up. I know Judge looks fucked up, but shut the... Yo.
Okay, bobbing. Judge bobbing. Go. I mean, it's time for judging. Let's do this. This is in case of what and who?
I'm Dixon Hand.
Mr. Dixon Hand, you're being sued by your puppet. Is that right?
Yes.
Objection of silence.
I'm suing
my
honor for sexual molestation.
Okay, Mr. Dixon Hand, why are you... What? Who's... Okay, the puppet's suing you for sexual molestation, but you're doing it right now, aren't you?
I'm doing what right now?
Molesting the puppet. Bailiff, what the fuck's going on, man? That's crazy shit.
I've had a hand shoved up my butt for so long, this is absolutely unbearable.
I don't understand. What, Bailiff, explain to me what the defendant and the plaintiff are doing. Is the plaintiff not... What?
What? What's wrong?
Oh, my God. Okay.
What's wrong?
You...
What?
I'm confused.
Why are you confused? Tell me.
Who are you to talk to me like that?
Well, but just tell
objection
me.
To the triangulation of the suspectification of the suspect. It's not true that you have to badger the judge about the witness's accounts. And why are you walking from desk to desk? What the hell? Are you going back and forth,
but,
molesting
but I'm
the poor
puppet?
Now.
No, I have been molested.
Can you are
see
no.
I'm being molested.
Objection!
No.
You are being molested. This is not sane for the puppet. I'm gonna call.
What are you
objection!
About?
No, I am calling the puppet protection
what?
Program.
What?
We are taking this puppet in custody.
I have been molested the puppet.
You have been shoving your hand all the way up to your elbow. I've seen
what?
It right
what?
Now.
No, I didn't.
Bailiff, cuff him.
Yo, man, yo, come here.
No, I didn't do anything.
Stay
away from the puppet.
No. Yo, man, get the fuck out of here. Yo, he's out of here.
All right, puppet, I want you to stay silent now because everything I will say has to stay, you have to listen. It will stay between you and me, but you have to listen, not say a word. Don't say a word. Don't even say that you understand. Nothing. I will place you in a puppet protection program. I will award you $65,000. I will award my bailiff $5,000. I will.
Yo, man, thanks, man.
I will give myself $5,000. I will give the audiences $5,000.
What?
I will
no,
give everybody $5,000. And I will give a restraining order against this perverted puppet fucker. And I. Yeah, Judge Bob, I've talked. Your silence has pleased me.
You are watching Judge Bob. And now a word from the plaintiff.
Objection, you are molesting the puppet again.
What? No, I'm not molesting the puppet.
Police arrest this man for molestation of puppeteering.
Yo, you get the fuck down.
Bailiff, kick him in the nuts.
Oh, no, shut up.
That's right, bitch, get out of here.
And now a word from the defendant. For tickets to Judge Bob, give your honor a blowjob.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, ways to hit a friend with a frying pan. Method number 3, savage assault.
Excuse me, sir. You're under arrest for murder by frying pan. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be brought against you in the court of...
The Adventures of the BDO Coast Guard!
Why do you want to sink my sailboat? I'm harmless. I'm innocent.
I know, but we're pirates. We don't care. And before sinking your boat, we're going to shoot you.
Why don't you just throw me overboard right now? At least the Coast Guard might find me and I'll have a chance.
Because you're gonna talk. And we don't want any of that now, do we?
Look, I won't talk. I won't. Hey, do you hear that?
Shit. There's a helicopter coming.
Do you think it's the guard?
Who else would it be?
Help! Help! These pirates are trying to kill
Shut
me!
Up.
Shut up!
Attention, pirates! Release the hostage and return to your ship!
Or what?
Release the hostage and return to your ship!
Or what?
Or we will open fire!
You're going to open fire!
We will open fire!
I'm just curious. You don't seem like Coast Guard at all. Why don't you go ahead and open fire?
Help! 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 Please help me! I'm gonna die here!
We will help you. Just ask the pirate to let you go, or we will open fire.
I've already asked you to open fire.
Okay, you want us to open fire?
Yeah, show me what you've got.
Okay, release the hostage, and then we'll open fire.
Didn't you want the opposite just a second ago?
You got us. Okay, then hold on.
Well?
Hang on. We can't find our gun.
Look, I don't have all day, guys. I got some people to kill and a boat to sink.
Okay, you got us. The truth is we have no guns.
So what stops me from shooting this hostage? You'll what?
Throw my bong. I'm a good shot. I warn you.
Look, you're wasting my time here. I have a hostage to kill, a boat to rob, and then sink.
You asked for it.
You threw your bong at me and missed.
We have more bongs.
No, you don't.
Damn it. You got us. Okay, we have...
So what are you going to do now?
How about we leave and let you resume whatever it was you were doing?
Sounds right.
Wait, no, help! Help, please,
okay,
no!
Good luck with the killing there.
Sure thing now. Bye. Thanks
help,
for coming.
Help, don't leave, no! Help, don't leave, they'll kill me!
Welcome back to BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser. And in the background, that's Mudvayne falling to sleep, fading out right there, fading down, you know what I'm saying? So that's a pretty damn good show number 25 so far, you know, for something that's performed live. Obviously, what you've just heard, the Judge Bob episode and the two skits, that wasn't live. The news was, but the skits aren't. You know, there's some stuff I want to keep pre-produced, so we preserve the really good quality of the podcasts. You know, because the skits when they're pre-produced, they sound like 800 times better than something we would do live. So yeah, I'll stick to pre-produced skits and segments like that. But for the news and the talk, I'm all with going. I'm all with going live. And that's like what we've done so far. Our news people, Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash, totally enjoyed their experience. And it makes it just so much more different, you know? Show number 25, February 8th, year 2009, is part of a beautiful Sunday classic. There's somebody who's joined in the chat room while the Judge Bob episode was playing. Last Call, who says he's a listener from the days of tabarnak.net. Which I used to broadcast in both languages. That's when I took like a 1 year break off weed. And I wanted to like have a clean station, quote unquote. But with a non-clean feel to it, obviously. Because tabarnak is like a French swear word for Quebecers. Essentially, it was just going to be BDO Radio without weed. But the second attempt to do this, to changing the name to BDO Radio is a better idea, in my opinion. Because then I kept, you know, whether I'd smoke weed or not, I could still do radio and do the old style. And now I even just relabeled BDO to bong.dhs.org, so it's like nothing ever changed. Yeah. Anyways, but it's just such a friendly name, BDO Radio now. Anyways. So yeah, Last Call listener from the good old days. That's 2001, my friend. The first occurrence of tabarnak.net was back in 2001. I had French and English, a lot of work to keep up with. I tried twice to do a BDO Radio French channel. It's really difficult to keep up with two radio stations, I gotta tell you. And that's why I always come back to BDO Radio and put a lot of focus on it. I mean, the stuff's become rather longer to produce, especially, you know, with the recently produced Drug Ring 2167 and everything. And some crazy shit. Now, I want to give a little word about that, you know? With a series, and this is a key word in this show that I wanted to speak of. Series. BDO Radio's into series now. Yeah, big time. We started really doing a solid series with Drug Ring 2167, which this is more of a mini-series because we don't have we do have a predetermined number of episodes, and we pretty much know how we want to end the entire thing. So basically, this thing's got an end to it. It's got a way to close and not need another episode. And we knew this all along. We had a predetermined number of episodes. So that was a good start to making a solid series. But now there's also a bunch of new series that are coming out. And one of them, which I'm really proud that has become a solid series at BDO Radio, is Judge Bob, which you've heard another episode of in this show. And there's going to be much more in the future. It's easy to produce. We're making them back to back. And instead of just putting them as skits, I figured it would be good to make a series. There's another series that is wide open for unlimited production, and that would be the Samson Haley Chronicles. Obviously, I'll give it a little more bite and a little more structure as time goes. It's going to have endings at some places and beginnings in others, but essentially, I want to keep that series open and ongoing. A ton of series are coming out one after the other at BDO Radio. Take, for instance, in today's show, all three skits are a series. It's got a theme. And I'm starting to get very comfortable with that concept. And you know what? It's surprising that I've never done it before, especially the Judge Bob and Samson Haley Chronicle style series, the episodes that last around 10 minutes, you know, with the story and the characters that recur every time. It's very interesting. And look for maybe one or two more series to get built over time, because I plan on eventually renaming literally the variety segment, which would be segment number three of my shows now. You know, the one that has the either the Samson Haley Chronicles episode or the Judge Bob episode so far. That segment would eventually be renamed to the BDO series segment, where one of our series would get an episode put into that time slot. Well, into that slot, whatever. That piece of show, you know what I mean? That's the street, you know, that I show, you know, shit, that street, fuck, mother shit. Bomb bitch, you know? That shit, fuck, mother shit. That's, yeah, that. It makes a lot of sense when you speak lamppost. Okay. Yeah! Woo! Yeehaw! On live! This shit is live! I can't cut shit out! You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah! I love that shit. Anyway, so like I was saying, a whole bunch of series, and yes, it is, if you think it's a coincidence, it is not. It's a mindset that I'm starting to have since Drug Ring 2167, because now I have a tendency to write something for a skit, record it, and then 20 minutes later, I have an idea on how to continue that skit and make a second part to it. And then a third, and then a fourth, and then I'm like, fuck it, series. And that's what's happening right now. Judge Bob is one of the easiest to make. Samson Haley Chronicles is one that I will attempt to make one of the coolest series we have. I mean, it's just getting started. And I must mention that there will eventually be a podcast feed just for Judge Bob, and maybe eventually for the Samson Haley Chronicles. I'm not sure if I'm just going to keep putting Samson Haley Chronicles episodes directly in the Drug Ring feed, or if I'm actually going to make a feed just for the Samson Haley Chronicles. I might. I just might. So stick around to see. You know what I mean? You know. But Judge Bob will definitely soon get its own podcast feed where you're going to be able to download just the Judge Bob episodes and not the shows in which they are themselves. You know, if you just want that little Judge Bob episode to let a friend hear it, you don't have to play through a whole podcast. You can just jump to that feed, download the latest episode, and play that bing bang, and you're done. You know what I'm saying? That's street damn thing, motherfucking shit, fuck. You know, last call says, Bud, by the way, dude, your series are like the only shit I care to follow audio since François Perus and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So more, it's great news. Yes, thank you very much. That is, well, what you are saying right there is the great news. And that's why I said yes. That's great news to hear, man. That is unbelievably great news to hear. I've heard a few times lately, especially with Drug Ring 2167. I really like the positive feedback. It's encouraging, keeps me going, you know. And that, you know, that's what is... And not just that, it's also the fact that, like I said, I tend to like to serialize stuff now lately, you know, especially, you know, with the killings, the bodies, I'm putting them in my floor. It's starting to stink here. So I'm actually trying to get them up in the ceiling there so that the neighbor's apartment's going to stink upstairs instead. Yeah, everything's being serialized at BDO Radio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, some fuck is like calling 911 now. I found a serial killer, man. You dumbass. Yeah, you're listening to BDO Radio. Come on. Anyways, yeah, the series thing is a relatively new thing, and finally something I think is cool, because now, well, you know, people are going to get more, I don't know, accustomed over time. You know, listen to 2-3 shows and you're catching series and episodes of series. So people are going to want to come back a little more when they hear it for the first time. And that's the kind of thing I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the shit. You know, series are pretty good. It's a new thing to me, but it's coming out great. Yeah. Yeah, the feeds are really a useful thing too. God damn, man, I'm blabbering away. I wanted to speak some topics in this segment. There I am blabbering about series for like half the segment with my listeners. But it's all good, you know, because this is live. And I'm a little dazed and fucked up. And right now, why didn't I go get the goddamn, you know, just give me a fucking second. Goddamn, forget to go get the goddamn vodka. Just why the shit do I do this to myself while I'm on live recording the podcast live, you know? Yeah, I went to go get the bottle of vodka because I wanted to have a shot of vodka later on. I keep it in the freezer nice and cold, you know, but right now, something I rarely do, but sometimes I'll do it in the fourth segment. Oh, yeah. As a shiznit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I want to ask the people here, you know, some of them here must be, at least I'd say 2 out of 5 people who listen to BDO now are definitely pot smokers, regular cannabis smokers. I don't know what the count is right now in the chat room. But I want to see with people, you know, because I'm a coffee drinker. I'm someone who enjoys excellent coffee. And I do believe that in part this is due to the fact that, you know, on some days I'll smoke more joints than usual and need a little upper. And that's where I sort of learned how to enjoy coffee over time, especially in the later days of high school. I was smoking a whole lot of weed. That's where I started getting used to drinking a lot of coffees in one day. I calmed down after that, but since then I still do have that taste for really good coffee. And over time, I built up that habit of drinking really strong espressos, and that's the way I like my coffee. And nice, it's like basically the Jack Daniels coffee. You know, I have a shot of coffee. Of course, I don't down it in one shot, but I do have them short. And they only last a few sips, and then half an hour later, you feel the uprise of energy. If you do have any in your body, you do need something in your body to let the coffee burn, you know, because the coffee is only going to make you burn your energy faster. You need some energy in your body. You need to eat something before you drink coffee, or, you know, make sure you're healthy before you have a good coffee, but you will feel a good burst of energy right there. And, well, that's it, you know, I'm wondering if, you know, I'm clean, man, clean, says Last Call, I'm clean, man, you know, don't arrest me, man, you know, because I just want to know if, okay, then let's forget about the smoking cannabis part, let's just ask these people, who here drinks coffee, who here, and I'm going to argue with you if you identify yourselves in this group of people, who here is somebody who enjoys drip coffee, like the Americano style, but not the espresso or anything that was made from an espresso machine, such as a cappuccino, a latte, and so forth, who will prefer a nasty drip-ass coffee next to an Americano. Yeah, I'll air strangle you if you identify yourselves. Look at nobody identify themselves now. Yeah, while I was talking, I secretly poured a shot of vodka, and I just had it. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I'm generally more crazy than any badass addict you might meet, hey? Well, last call, I don't know addicts that I know to be badass and crazy or some shit like that. I just know addicts that I know to be addicted. Whether they're badass and crazy, that depends on their personality. Addicts are essentially addicted. Yeah, that's There's no coffee. Bodrax, no, what? No coffee? Computers, no coffee? Computers, no. Error. That is good, though. That is good, because that is another. I do admit that, you know, when it comes to my morning coffee, I am addicted. I am fucking addicted. Except on weekends. For some reason, I don't really put any importance on it. Work days? Holy shit. It's probably just the fact that I get up earlier than I would like when I go to work, just like anybody does. And, that means I need that goddamn coffee, you know? I do enjoy weed and other stuff, but not much. Same thing with coffee, eh? And not much coffee, not often. Yeah, you see, I'm not with a bunch of coffee drinkers here. We're not going to have the espresso talk, looks like, you know what I mean? What a goddamn bust, you know? Anyways, but that's okay. That's okay, because I got a funny one I got to give my word about this. I mean, I live in a box, okay? I must not read enough news. I must live in a box, honestly. Because only recently have I read about Mike Phelps being caught smoking a bong hit on a camera or a video or whatever it is. He got caught, and now it's like not necessarily putting his career in jeopardy, because the article I read said that the Super Bowl the Super Bowl victory in Pittsburgh overshadowed completely the fact that Phelps got caught having a bong hit on web video or some shit like that. And you know what? I mean, the guy has won so many medals. I mean, he's just the kid's only having a fucking bong hit. I do hope that this flies unnoticed longer than it has so far, which is pretty good, because then the sponsors won't say a word, nobody's going to move, and everything's going to pursue the way it's supposed to be. Because, yeah, Christ, people, take it easy. And the guy probably doesn't smoke up all the fucking time like a complete addict, because he performs very well. I mean, you cannot be a complete stoner and perform that well. It's impossible. You can be a partial stoner, but partial stoners are nowhere near addicted. They can actually go months without. They just enjoy smoking weed. And that's probably Mike's way, you know? And I think, honestly, that when it comes to drug tests, cannabis should be outright eliminated from this bullshit. Our snowboarder back in the day, Ross Rebagliati, got caught smoking weed after he'd won a gold medal. They almost removed it from him, but they decided not to. That's the way to go. That's the same for Mike here. And it should be the same for everybody. And I think it should just be removed from the list, because, first off, it is not performance enhancing. It's entirely, purely, 100%, the effect at least. What I'm talking about, the parameters of the effect only act within a recreational environment. They do not help you perform. They do not necessarily impair your performance either. They do note that very clearly, that on weed, you're not necessarily impaired either, okay? But you're not improved either. You're altered. And this is not a part of your brain that you use for doing sports or training or shit like that. It's a piece of your brain that you use for social interaction and for very basic motor skills that you remember and very basic function. Weed has a different way of getting at you, you know, and it should just be removed from that list, because it is neither performing enhancing nor impairing. And if it was impairing, then the guys who smoke weed should get a bonus when they win something, you know, for being high and doing it. Yeah, they should get up on the platform there, you know, the divers, for instance, before diving, you know, they'd show up on the diving board. Then dive. And as they dive, they exhale the puff of weed they had. Yeah, it'd be funny. Hey, they have the gay Olympics. Why not the stoner Olympics? And what did Nick come up with the other day? There would also be the alcoholic Olympics. That'd be just beautiful to watch. But Nick came up with another one the other day. I can't believe I don't shit and remember this crap shit. Fuck, you know, bitch shit. Ah, oh, god damn it. Anyways. So that's I think I'm supposed to wrap up show number 25 now. So a little word to the live people and the 24-hour people. This would include the people who are listening to this show as I'm making it live. And the people who are listening to this show being re-aired on the playlist 24 hours following the broadcast. This means if you're listening to the show on February 9, year 2009, then this applies to you as well. You want to stick around, because after I wrap up the show, I will be doing the post-show live. And that's where I basically lift the whole structure deal and go nuts and perform as I usually do on BDO Radio live shows, which is completely disorganized and random. Yay! And to you people who are catching this show either on the podcast feed or by download or listening to it anytime after February 9, year 2009, well, that's going to be the wrap-up of the show for y'all. But all the others, stick around, because the show's only wrapping up to wrap up to rap-a-dee-doo-rap-rap. Down the street, you know what I'm saying. It's the shit that's the fastest. Okay, yeah, that's the bomb motherfucking shit, you know? Because it's good shit, you know? So I'm going to play a little song here to perform my exit, people, and then it's going to be over. See y'all, people, and the live people and the 24-hour people, stick around.